use of this stuff. And Betty, why would people want to listen to a show again maybe that they've heard? Do they ever do that? Are you one of those that ever does that, Betty?
All the time. One of the neat part about it is that, you know, you may feel, I need something. Let me go to Beacon of Hope Ministries and let me pull up one of those podcasts. And usually, again, this is where the Holy Spirit can direct you into which one of those podcasts that you need to listen to. And most generally, you click on it and it starts to play. You need to start to hear the music. And it's just almost like a release comes upon you because you know that the Holy Spirit has guided you to something that you need to hear.
Amen. So, and that's why we do this. That's why we're on the air. We're on the air because we want to bring the Word of God week after week on Sunday afternoon to as many people as we can get to. StarcomRadioNetwork.com carries our shows on Saturdays and Sundays. This show is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, and then followed by our Go Yard show at noon. So we encourage you. There's many, many opportunities for you to get the Word of God, and we want you to be able to do that, and we make it as easy as possible with this many access points. So TanTalkNetwork.com, podcasts, go to the name of the show, Living the Good Life, or Go Yard. Also go to our websites, BOHMGlobal.com, GoYard2014.org. So a lot of places. Megan, can you also make a comment here about the importance of getting the Word down on the inside of you through the different things that we make available here with Beacon of Hope?
Absolutely. You know, there is a means of communication from the Lord from a bunch of different angles. And that's what's so amazing about Beacon of Hope is that, you know, you meet on a weekly basis and you have Bible study and you have church. But you have the radio shows, you've got the live feeds that you're doing on Facebook. So there is no excuse in the book that you have for not seeking out the scriptures and the feeding of your spirit from the Bible.
Amen. A lot of opportunity. We want you to take advantage of all that opportunity. We're glad to be here for our second hour of Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Betty and Megan, mother and daughter, from up in the Indiana-Michigan area. Betty now in Indiana, Megan now in Michigan, me down here in Florida. And I'm the most blessed, right? Because I live in the warm weather and you guys live in the snow and cold. Ha ha. That
love
was
you.
It. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know.
But when you come up here, over Thanksgiving, make sure you bring some warm clothes there, Sunny Bunny.
Okay. Well, bring some long pants. Bring some long pants.
Uh-huh.
That's what my grandsons always tell me. This is long pants weather, Nana. Bring your long pants. So. So that's what I intend to do. Absolutely. We're talking about the Holy Spirit today, and we have been in this series, Who Is He? We've been talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we began this talk last week about the Holy Spirit. If you missed last week's show, go here to podcast on TanTalkNetwork.com. Go to Living the Good Life, and it's right there for you to listen to. And then at the end of the month, our webmaster will put them on our website. So we are in John chapter 14, and it is some powerful, powerful stuff here. And we're going to go down to verse 25 in just a minute of John 14. And there are times in our lives where we feel very alone. Can anybody relate to that? I think we all can. Times we feel very alone. I am not alone. Listen to this song.
Standing in the fire.
Song. Oh, I love that song. So many times we feel alone. So many times we feel like nobody knows what we're going through. Or we wake up in the night and just feel so alone and feel like we miss the people around us that maybe are normally around us. And talk to us, Megan, because isn't that powerful? It doesn't matter what we're going through. We're never, never, never alone. He does not leave us ever.
No, and you know, I sit back and I can't believe that I allowed myself to get in the position that I did a couple of weeks ago, because I know well enough in my Christian walk that I'm not alone. But I'm going to tell you what, the devil is constantly after you. And when he sees a weak spot, he's coming. And
exactly. Yes.
You know, and I know better. I, in my spirit and in my heart, I know better, but the devil tried to bring me down. But through my knowledge of God and through all of the teachings that I've had, I knew better. I knew that I was better than what the devil was telling me. And just like we said earlier, that we have the ability to stand and crush serpents because we are children of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what I did. And, you know, when I did that, it immediately disappeared. The sayings of, oh, you're here by yourself, you're stuck in your house, there's nothing you can do. And I will be honest with you, there was a demonic force in my house.
Right.
And I could see it. And I got rid of it by
right.
the strength and power that the Lord
Amen.
Gives us.
Amen.
And now that it's gone, I am in such a better position because
Praise
just
God.
As that song says, the Lord goes before us, and He did. He paved the way for us to reach where we are in Grand Rapids. He made things come into effect to get us here because that's what He does.
That's what He does.
He cares about every facet and every situation of our life. And we need to truly, truly, deep down on the inside, believe Him.
Amen.
Because He wants to take care of every single one of us.
Absolutely.
And yes, life happens. And there's going to be mountains and there's going to be valleys. But we have to remember that even when we're in the valley or whether we're on top of the mountain, that hand is still right there.
Woo! Amen. Which leads me perfectly into John 14, verse 25. Jesus said, I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. He was talking to them right before He went to the cross, a couple days before. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. That's one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit, to make God's words plain to us, to cause the word of God to come alive in us as we read it. He says, my friend, the Holy Spirit, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I've told you. And that's another thing that the Holy Spirit does. He reminds us of scriptures. He reminds us of verses that we've drawn strength from. He reminds us of a song that has blessed our heart and that we can listen to again and it will lift us up. He says, I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you. Peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned and bereft. So don't be upset and don't be distraught. You see, the Holy Spirit comes and fills that void that so many of us feel in our hearts and in our minds sometimes. And the Holy Spirit comes and says, you're not alone. You're not alone. I give you peace in the midst of the storm. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad you called on me because I've just been here just bawling my eyes out. Because there is so much that we can learn just from this portion of scriptures.
Absolutely.
It's what we have talked about over the last, since October of last year, is God's promise. God's promise that he is sending us a friend. That he's sending us someone who will not abandon us.
Right.
Maybe your husband has abandoned you, or a boyfriend, or whoever has abandoned you. He's left you alone, or a husband who has passed away, and you feel so alone. That there are times, like Megan said, life happens. But do you see? Jesus happened. Because God sent his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
So God is God through this, just this short little passage that we're talking about now, he's preparing us. Just as he prepared his disciples, he's preparing us for what lies ahead.
Right.
We don't know what tomorrow may bring, because tomorrow may never come. But we have this promise that the Holy Spirit will be with us.
Amen.
Today and forever.
And bring us this peace. You know, this peace is so important. We've got to have that. When we're distraught, we're just like up in knots, you know. You both know what I'm talking about, where you just feel like nothing is coming together right. Everything's a mess, and you just feel awful on the inside, and you just feel, what is wrong, you know? And then when you spend time in the presence of the Lord, when you spend time listening to music that lifts you up, when you spend time talking to God and worshiping him, then that peace comes, and it's like night and day different how you feel. Megan, talk to me about that. Night and day different, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. You know, I've been up here, and I've been on probably 10, 12, 13 interviews trying to find the right position. And I got to the point where I was at the 10th one, and I got in the car, and I'm like, Lord, you know, that interview was really weird. And I got frustrated, and I said, Lord, why am I doing this? What, this just seems like a waste of time. And I'll tell you what, he got me. He goes, Megan, you did it for my glory. So why does it matter if it was weird? I needed you to be there in that moment to minister in whatever way you did to those people. And it's like, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. I won't feel like that ever. I will not ever feel like that again.
That's a really good point.
It's just that subtle, and I don't want to call it correction, but it's just what a loving father does.
Right.
It's like, you know, Megan, there's no reason to be upset. If you do everything for my glory, then everything in your life will be peaceful. You will be happy. You will be triumphant. Everything will work out for your good if you realize that everywhere you go and everything you do, you're doing it for me. And so,
wow, that's huge.
No matter what situation that you're facing right now, listening to this show, whether it be right now in this moment or further in the future, there's always going to be something in your life that just seems off. Well,
right.
You know what? Give it to God.
Right.
Let the Lord take over and stop trying to control everything that goes on, because you're not going to win, because the Lord has the final say. So sit back and sit in his lap and just let him unfold your life in front of you, because there's no better person to give that control to than the creator of the universe.
Woo! Amen. And it is so hard for us as humans a lot of times to relinquish control and say, God, here, I give you this situation. I can't fix it. I don't know what to do about it. I'm frustrated. I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall over and over again and not getting anywhere. That's when we need to run to him and say, here it is, Holy Spirit. Here it is, Counselor. That's meaning, that's one of the names. That's one of the meanings of his name, Parakletos, which means friend. One of the meanings of that is counselor. You know, when you have a friend that can counsel you in hard times, when you have a friend that you can call and say, man, I just need to talk for a minute. I got to get this. I got to get my head on straight. I need you to help me. Show me where I'm wrong. That's the, what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Not that people can't do that for us. They can. And God uses people in so many times to do that very thing. But also, we need to know that the friend, the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit is the one that's probably prompting your friend to say the things that they are saying and to help you through the situation you're in. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, you are so right. One of the things that you have to remember is that even though that sometimes we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil,
right,
for thou art with me.
Amen.
And there's one person who, during this time where you both of you were talking, is that you go back to whoever loves me. And I just want to emphasize what God's love through the power of the Holy Spirit can do to one person.
Amen.
And
yeah,
one of those things that you have to remember is that when God sent Jesus to die on the cross, he thought of you, dear listener.
Right.
And it all boils down to that once, you know, Jesus ascended into heaven, he sent that friend. He sent that comforter.
Amen.
He sent that advocate, that counselor, the helper, and most of all, the intercessor.
Right.
And we've talked about the Holy Spirit and how he intercedes for us on our behalf. No, I don't know, besides you guys, there are other people that pray. But when we pray to the Father and the Holy Spirit ascends upon us.
Right.
And you both have experienced this and we've been experienced it together.
Right.
Is that you approach the throne of God.
Yes, you do.
You stand, and when I say you stand in his presence, there's nothing greater. There's no greater joy than spending time in the presence of Almighty God.
That's the truth.
And it is, it's just, it's mind-boggling. It's blows your mind.
It does.
To imagine that you could stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that he sent that friend just for you, dear listener, that no matter the circumstances of what you feel or see, the Lord is working. He is working on your behalf. You've just got to hold on just a little bit longer, because the Holy Spirit wants to set you free. He wants,
amen,
to comfort you. He wants to give you the peace that you so long for. The psychological things that are going on can be released. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you, because you know that you love Jesus Christ more than anything else in this world, and that he is your strengthener. He is your mighty defender in all things.
Praise God. Go ahead.
I mean, it's just so important to try to get this point across. For those who love me. For those who love me.
That's it.
And, I mean, when you said that, just, you know, just it doesn't even seem like it's been that long ago. But you said that for whoever loves me.
Right.
And that very beginning has stuck with me throughout this whole show.
Yeah.
Is tell them, whoever loves me, I am there with them.
And that's the key, Betty. Really,
that's the key.
Because if we don't love God, we're not going to receive the blessings he has for us. It's based on love. God so loved the world that he gave. Well, we have to, his only begotten son, we have to in turn love him. And we love him because he first loved us, it says in 1 John. And because he first loved us, he sent his son to this earth to show us what the Father is all about. And then when Jesus had completed his assignment, that's where we are now in John 14, 15, and 16. Jesus is getting ready to go back to the Father soon after he goes to the cross in a few days from when this is being written. And then he will ascend to the Father, and having completed his earthly job. And then there is the passing of the baton. I love this. I love this. I love this. It is, this morning we sang that song, Days of Elijah. And at the end of it, it says, who was, who is to come. I don't know if you all remember that, those lines at the end, who was and who is to come, which comes straight out of the book of Revelation. Who was refers to the Father. He was. He's never had a beginning. Neither has the Son. Neither has the Holy Spirit. There's no beginning. So who was always the Father. And then who is? Jesus is. He is still here working in our lives and living on the inside of us. And who is to come was referring to the Holy Spirit who was to come. And so here we have this Trinity that is so amazing. And when we put our trust and our confidence in God, then God can begin to work on the inside of us through the power of the Holy Spirit that is our friend. Talk to us, Megan.
Excuse me. Frog in my throat. The passing of the baton is a very significant symbol, because that, we all know what that looks like. And it's, to me, that's a very serious event, because right. you're taking on something very important.
Right.
And that's why I believe that us as Christians, or someone that is looking to become a Christian, is that you need to take your job seriously.
Right.
Because it's not a one-sided relationship here. It takes two people to exchange a baton.
Right.
And so that significant image that you're holding in your head right now, thinking of that, is that you and the creator of the earth come together mm-hmm. in unity.
Yes.
And you've become one.
Right.
And his spirit lives through us.
Oh, yes.
And that is something that I would love to see more of when I'm out in public, is that light shining from people. And I'll just tell you, I was in shopping the other day, and I ran into another gentleman, and I love to talk to people. My mom finds it rather annoying. I'll talk to anybody. But
right.
there was just something about this guy that I couldn't take my eyes off of him. And we started talking, and it was really cool, because he told me that where we are, we're basically, like, he looks at it as we're on a vacation. And I look at it that way too, because we're here to enjoy what we've been given here on the earth, but also walk with the Lord. But we need to look forward to where we're going.
Right.
And while we're on quote unquote vacation, we need to take that walk very seriously.
Right.
Because we need to be ministering and loving on others here on this earth so that they can ask, well, what is it about you that just draws me to you? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's the Lord. And, you
Amen.
Know, let me show you through my life what he's done for me. And, you know, he wants witnesses on this earth, and we need to be ready to step up and claim it, because
Amen.
we need to save everybody. There
yeah.
is not a person on this planet that the Lord does not want by his side.
Amen. Woo, Holy Spirit, come fill this room. And that song can apply to my heart. Come fill my heart. And it is by Martha Munin. Well, that's, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name. Anyway, Martha, you did a great job here. I love it. Love it. One of my favorite songs. It stirs my heart every time I hear it.
You are, and just begin to worship and magnify.
Worship
him.
God with us as
Holy
you hear
Spirit,
this.
Fill this room. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you.
Spirit, come and fill our hearts anew right now. God, you know the ones out there that are hurting and need you, need a fresh touch from you, mighty God, right now. You know who they are, mighty God, and I ask that you speak to their heart and let them really desire that the Holy Spirit would touch their heart and fill them up anew right now with your presence. Lord, we pray for these listeners. You know where they are scattered around the globe, and when they'll hear this show, when they'll hear that song, let that song speak to their heart. Lord, it is our desire to be more like you. It's our desire to be so full of you, Jesus, that when people bump into us, they get a little taste of heaven because we react in a wonderful, godly way. And even with a smile, even with a word of kindness, whatever it might be, that we show you to a hurt and dying world. So, Lord, we just thank you for our listeners and pray for them all right now and ask that the Spirit of the living God would move upon their hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I tell you, it's amazing to me how God prepares his people. And I think that this show and the show last week is preparing people for a mighty move of his Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen.
And because
it's time,
you know,
it's time,
and revival starts with us, mm-hmm. and that revival brings the Holy Spirit, and it brings cleansing and peace. And contentment wherever he happens to be, and especially when he's in our heart, how much more kind, how much more peaceful, how much more merciful that we are with our fellow mankind. Because people can be cruel, people can be very insensitive to maybe the things that are going on, or they've never walked in those people's shoes. But the Holy Spirit knows. He knows what
Amen.
People are going through, and he knows them. That's why Jesus sent him, so that, because he is preparing a place for us.
Right.
And while we're here, we're ministering to people. We're mm-hmm. talking to people
yes.
that our light is shining, that our words of encouragement will encourage people it, because words can hurt, words can uplift, and words can kill. And that's why the Holy Spirit sometimes is a buffer
right.
for some of us outspoken people who, you know, proclaim Jesus from the rooftops. But then there are those that are quiet, but the Holy Spirit is working through them to make them a voice in their community or in their church or at their job. That's what God's preparing you for, is he's preparing us for the mansion that he's preparing for us. And that's why he was declaring to the disciples is, I'm leaving, but I'm sending you someone else. I'm sending you
yeah.
a friend. I'm sending you someone to be with you so that you don't feel like that you're alone or you're an orphan. And if you feel that way today, we have a prayer line that I want you to send a request.
Yes, yes.
If you need prayer, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send us a prayer request and we will pray for you. We will pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to minister to you, that you want to be open to what God has for you. And he's
so
a gentleman.
Yeah.
He's so kind and he's so compassionate. And a lot of times that's what wells up in me is compassion.
Right, sure.
And where other people are looking at me going, what is your problem? You know, I said, well, you know, I asked for a couple years ago, God created me a pure heart,
mm-hmm.
a clean heart, oh
right.
God. And he did. I have more compassion now than I ever have had in my entire life. And it's because of the Holy Spirit. It's because of his presence in my life.
Amen.
It's because I have the power to tread upon scorpions and serpents, upon evil. And that's what the Holy Spirit gives us, that tenacity to trudge on.
Yes.
To, you know, to get, you know, he guides our steps. And that's what he does. He does it for me. He does it for you, Pastor Marcia, and I know he does it for Megan, and he will do it for our listeners.
Amen.
Just giving the opportunity.
Absolutely. Ooh, let's look at John 16. This all fits together so beautifully. The last part of verse 7, Jesus said, "It's better for you that I leave." He's talking to the disciples. John 16, 7. "If I don't leave, the friend won't come. But if I go, I'll send him to you." And he's talking about the Holy Spirit. "When he comes," this is the Holy Spirit, "he'll expose the error of the godless world's view of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He'll show them that their refusal to believe in me is their basic sin." Boy, that is about as clear as it can be. The basic sin of people that don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is that sin, that they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. "The righteousness comes from above, where I am with the Father, out of their sight and control. The judgment takes place as the ruler of this godless world is brought to trial and convicted," talking about the devil. Verse 12, John 16, "I still have many things to tell you, but you can't handle them now. But when the friend comes," and we're going to talk next week about the arrival of the friend, because he has already come. "When the friend comes, the Spirit of the truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself. He'll make sense out of what is about to happen. And indeed, out of all that I have done and said, he will honor me." The Spirit, the Holy Spirit draws attention to Jesus. Okay? "He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. That is why I'm said he takes from me and delivers to you." And so the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit in you is to remind you about how great Jesus is and that what he did on the cross was for you. Talk to us, Megan.
Oh, my. You know, the presence of the Holy Spirit is like the smell of a sweet, sweet flower. And
true.
It is such, and there's sometimes that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, that you want to collapse because it's not that it's a heavy feeling. It's just you are so peaceful
yeah.
and you don't want to leave. You just want to lay there You want to lay there and never leave that comfort that you're feeling.
Oh, amen.
And,
amen.
You know, the power of the Holy Spirit recently in my life has been very strong. And I absolutely love it. And I'm a crier when the Holy Spirit comes over me. It's just...
You got that from your mama, honestly.
I did. It's a beautiful... But it's a beautiful crying. It's a weeping of just of... I'm just very thankful. And it's just what it does to me. It's just that sweet, sweet, sweet spirit. But not this Sunday, but the Sunday before that, we were praising the Lord. And I don't remember what song was on, but I was in the moment. The Holy Spirit was so powerful. And I closed my eyes because I couldn't keep my eyes open. It just was so powerful. And I started having a vision. And I don't believe I shared this with Mom, but the Lord gave me a vision, just something to comfort me in that moment, of there was an angel, a beautiful angel, holding my son Grayson.
Oh.
And it was such a sweet moment.
Oh,
and it's,
wow.
You know, it's just, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. He gives you what you need.
What
in
you
that
need.
Moment.
Yes, he does.
Yes. And you know, find it. Seek it out. Find what we've been talking about today on the air, because it's an amazing feeling. It's an amazing sensation when the Holy Spirit comes over you. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced.
It is a deep, deep peace. It's a realization of God's love for you. It is a joy that, and it's kind of a knowing that God's got it, whatever it is for you, that God's got it under control. And so the desire of our hearts should be, come, Holy Spirit, fill us anew. Just come and just fill us up with your presence. That's where we need to be. We need to be walking, talking, feeling the presence of God on a daily basis. Because we can't navigate all the storms of life by ourselves. It's too hard. It's way too hard. We need him. Talk to us, Betty, before we do this song by Terry McCallum, Come Holy Spirit.
Well, yeah, I can't help it if my kidneys are close to my eye.
okay.
It's just something that you can't explain. It's a feeling of contentment that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and if you have not felt that presence of his Holy Spirit, I pray that you will seek and you will find him.
Amen.
And that you will have the peace that passes all understanding in your life, and that you will meet my friend, and that you will meet him.
Amen.
Face to face. Because there is so much going on in this world. People who, you know, that song that we always play, People Need the Lord.
Right.
People need the Lord. People, you need the Lord.
Yeah.
You need him now more than you ever have in your entire life. Why are you running from him? Why don't you seek him and you will find him? Ask for the Holy Spirit.
Oh, amen.
To come. And live with you, live
yes,
in your life,
yes, yes,
and to be a part of it,
right?
So that you can experience what we're talking about,
amen.
Because it may seem a little crazy. You say you guys are nuts. Well, but we're a good kind of nuts,
right?
Because we have the one we love, the one who went before us,
right?
Who has walked the same paths that we have walked. This went through the same sickness and carried everything on his back.
Yeah.
On that cross at Calvary.
Amen.
He's carried the financial burdens that you're facing now. He's taken the loneliness that you have felt, and he's replacing it with arms that love you because.
Amen.
He first loved us.
Amen.
And it becomes so important now, people, that we realize that we need this friend.
Yes.
That we need this comforter in our lives. And once we come to that realization, there's nothing like it. There's no words that can put, that I can even explain to you how you'll feel. That the burdens are lifted. your walk is much lighter. I've been told that by my boss is that I walk like a Clydesdale.
Okay.
The reason I say this is because some of you are carrying that heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
When I say Clydesdale, it's talking about a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so heavy. These horses are heavy. Their hooves are heavy. But when the Holy Spirit comes in,
mm-hmm.
you start trotting off like a thoroughbred. You begin to just fly. It's almost like your spirit is revived. Your spirit is refreshed. And that's what we were talking about today, is the refreshing, the anointing that comes upon you. When that does, and I know you're going to be talking about this in the next few weeks, of when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, of the renewal,
that's
the surrender that comes with that is just, like the people that are before us that are on the air, going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Blow your mind.
Come, Holy Spirit, make it your prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, draw us to Jesus, your glory to see. Oh, God, that's our cry. We just want to be drawn to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Come, Holy Spirit, draw us to Jesus. Oh, we just want to walk in that liberty of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the move of your Holy Spirit in us and in this show today. Let it bless countless numbers of people. Let them draw close to you, because you will then draw close to each of them. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, you know, it's through that drawing of the Holy Spirit that our lives are changed.
Right.
As I said before. And we need to seek that out, because there's really no other way to live this life than with that best friend guidance.
That's right.
And, you know, there's no other voice
we
that
need
you want to hear.
No, we need
we do.
It.
There's without a doubt, there's no doubt in my mind that there is not one person walking this planet that doesn't need it, because that's why the Lord sent it here. That's why. And, you know, it's available for each and every one of us if we just reach out and claim it.
Amen. Amen. It's that simple. You know, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, Megan, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me and just pray along with Megan this prayer that we call the Sinner's Prayer. It's a prayer of commitment to God and inviting Jesus to come into your heart and live in you. And then you can have all this amazing benefits of the power of the Holy Spirit working in you. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that God sent Jesus to this earth to die on a cross for me.
I believe that God sent Jesus to this earth to die on a cross for me.
He took my sins and my sicknesses in his body on the cross.
He took my sins and sicknesses in his body on the cross.
And God raised him up forevermore.
And God raised him up forevermore.
I ask you, God, to forgive all my sin.
I ask you, God, to forgive all my sin.
Anything and everything I've ever said or done.
Anything or everything I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I invite you to come and live in me now.
I invite you to come and live in me now.
I welcome you, God, into my heart and my life.
I welcome you, God, into my heart and into my life.
I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior.
I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior.
From this moment on, I am God's child.
From this moment on, I am God's child.
You are my Father. I am your child.
You are my Father. I am your child.
In this I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In this I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Ooh, if you prayed that prayer, let us hear from you. You can send a note to prayers at bohmglobal.com. Betty will probably pick it up, or Pastor Jim. Or you can write me directly, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Talk to us, Betty. We just want to hear from people, don't we, Betty, if they've prayed that prayer or if they have questions about how to get started in their Christian walk.
Oh, yes. And I said, you know, it's so wonderful to be able to hear from people, because, you know, if just one gave their life to the Lord today,
oh, yeah.
You know, God said he's going to throw a party.
Right, that's right. He throws a party.
But, you know, there's abundant life in
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And there is no greater feeling than knowing that, you know, once you give your life to the Lord, or once you rededicate your life to the Lord, that you're his forever. And I always kid my grandson, Andrew, about being a BFF. But let Jesus be your BFF, your best friend forever.
Right.
And let him hold you. Let him guide you. Let his kingdom live in you.
Amen. Yes.
And be and may it be everlasting. And he is a good father.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
And he loves us all so very much. And even if you have not prayed that prayer yet and you have not invited Jesus into your heart, this is your moment to think it through and get in the Bible. Read the book of John. It starts out John 1 talking about that Jesus was from the beginning. He came to this earth full of grace and truth. You know, the Word of God is true. Get into it. Read it. The book of Psalms, the book of John. and begin to start your life with your relationship with Almighty God. He wants to change you, and he does that through the power of the Holy Spirit that comes and lives on the inside of you. Megan, give us some final thoughts here. I can't believe it's already, we got about 5 minutes total.
Well, I'll just say that if you think your circumstances can't change, I'm here to tell you that you're incorrect, because they can.
Amen.
It just takes you saying the prayer that we just prayed over the air, and your life will make a 180, and allow yourself some patience, because you know, there's a learning curve, and you have to learn to recognize, and you will through teachings and learning about how walking this life with the Holy Spirit with you gives you the discernment to be able to notice when the devil's talking and when the Lord is talking.
Good point.
And if you prayed that prayer, I just wanted to tell you congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the family.
Right.
And may you be blessed.
Amen. Megan, we always love your contributions, and may you and Ben and the kids be blessed. And, you know, just know that every time you're on the air, Megan, Betty, all of our radio team, it's such a blessing to our listeners, and it's such a blessing to me right here to have you a part of this team. Betty and Megan were a part of my church in Indiana when I pastored there many, many years ago, and Megan was only 8 or 9 years old. That's a long time ago. So we've known you two dear friends, and you're wonderful. And thank you, Megan. We appreciate it so much and your time.
Hey, you're welcome.
All
love
that
you
share. All right. Betty, talk to us. Final thoughts.
Well, one of the things that I read yesterday, and I hope that you will give me just an opportunity to read it.
Sure.
It's from one of my favorite books to read is Jesus Calling.
Yes.
It says, I know, now this was yesterday.
I know, I read it. I loved it. Go ahead.
I know what each of your days will contain.
Right.
And I empower you accordingly. The degree to which I strengthen you on a given day is based mainly on two variables. The difficulty of your circumstances and your willingness to depend on me for help. Try to view challenging days as opportunities to receive more of my power than usual. Look to me for all that you need and watch to see what I will do. As your day, so shall your strength be.
Yes.
And that is so important after praying that prayer, because now that you are a child of the living God, the enemy is going to try to discourage you. He's going to try to throw you off base.
Right.
He's going to try to tackle you and tell you that, you know, what you did, it was just a farce. It's just, you know, it's fake. Do not believe him. What we talked about earlier in the show is that God has given you the power to walk over serpents and scorpions, to walk over the evil one. And all you have to do, if you can't say any more than just Jesus, tell him to get thee behind me. And that's when the friend, your Holy Spirit, comes on the scene and tells you that I am here. And this is where he becomes
Amen.
Your defender, that he will give you that power to overcome.
Amen.
He will give you, and that's the reason, he will give you the power to overcome.
Praise God, and he will, and that's what this show's all about. You can go back and listen to it again in a little while tonight on podcast right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Megan. And as always, we welcome you to use our prayer line, prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. Check out our website, BOHMGlobal.com, and check out our Facebook post. It'll be Thursday morning coming up, more than likely, and go to Beacon of Hope Ministries on Facebook. And you'll catch a bunch of great Facebook posts. And as always, it's been a joy to be with you today on Living the Good Life. And we look forward to next week being right here in this chair again to bring the Word of Life to you. And that's what it's all about. Because God's Word is life, and it is truth. And God's Word sets us free. So God bless you. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries, Clearwater, Florida, Betty and Megan, Indiana, Michigan, and that's us. And we'll see you next week. And it's not far to Jesus. Don't forget that ever. It's not far to Jesus.
To his side. There's no need for you to fear.